happy new year. I hope you guys are having a beautiful new year so far. I hope you guys had a beautiful Christmas. This is Anna Sisk, and I'm bringing you a new podcast. This is my first podcast of 2023. If you don't know who I am, my name is Anna Sisk. I am an entrepreneur in the network marketing space. I do like to talk about mindset and business. Today's topic is going to be, you know, a new year equals a new you. Okay? New year requires... A new year requires a new you. Yeah, new year requires a new you. And what do I mean by that, guys? What do I mean? Today's topic, of course, is through mindset. It's not about business, but, you know, I'll probably throw business stuff in here as well. But let me just be clear. You know, I started New Year's with a real clear mind. You know, I had, drank a little too many drinks on Christmas Eve, and I wasn't feeling too good the next day, and I really decided, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm not a drinker anymore per se, because, you know, I know that, you know, in the past I have, you know, drank heavily, but I decided basically that I was going to stay sober for the new year. You know, I made a decision in my mind. I said, you know, I just don't want to feel hungover. I don't want to feel sick. You know, I don't want to start the new year off, you know, with my mind not clear. You know, it's really important, you know, that you start, you know, your new year with your subconscious mind being really clear about things, so that you can pretty much see, you know, really clearly the direction that you're headed in. And of course, you know, today is the fourth day of the new year. And, you know, I've already had people contact me, and I need you for this, and I need you for that. You know, people are pulling me in every direction, and I'm just one person. And I just decided, you know, to really get on here and just talk about, you know, life and how difficult it can be. You know, I know that some of you are probably going through some serious things, okay? And I know that maybe 2023, you're already dreading, you know, this year, because you have some things that, you know what I'm saying, haven't worked out for you. Maybe you've joined some companies and businesses in network marketing and they haven't worked out for you. Maybe you've locked arms with some coaches, mentors, leaders that all they did was pretty much introduce you to an opportunity, but yet, you know, nothing panned out the way you thought it was going to work. You know, in business, let me give you this business tip and let it be very clear. In business, if you do not reach a 6 to 7 figure income, okay, in network marketing, for namesake, you know, just network marketing, okay? It isn't your sponsor's fault. It isn't the company's fault. It isn't the product's fault. It isn't the commission structure's fault. It really just is a matter of you looking at it as a business. I know a lot of people say, you know, oh, you know, I worked really hard and I did this and I did that. But, you know, sometimes you have to ask yourself, did you really work that hard? Did you really put your everything into your business to see it thrive? Did you go that extra mile? Did you do everything that was possible to make that business work? And, you know, I mean, honestly, to tell you the truth, I've seen people do really well in network marketing, and I've seen some people really fail. And I think the people that just stuck with it and really just gave it everything that they had are the ones that are succeeding, that never quit. Because I've seen people from my company, right? From my companies that I've got involved with do very well, do a 6-figure to 7-figure income. And what's the difference between them and the ones that don't? Is the fact that they used and exhausted every area of what they needed to. And, you know, if I talk to each of these individuals and if I really have a conversation with them and ask them, you know, how did you get to the place that you're at? They're going to say, I did everything I could, you know, worked long hours, got up early, did whatever they could to put themselves out there. And I know some of them, and I know some of their stories. Some of them have gone through some serious health issues. Some people were not going to tell you, and they're not going to announce, you know, to you how difficult it was for them to climb that ladder. And they're very humble. You know, they're very humble. You know, some people don't like to tell people, you know, everything that they go through. Some people are very private. That's just how they are, you know. But I know because they've told me, or I've, you know what I'm saying, have heard their stories, you know, in our group chats, in our, you know what I'm saying, in our group. They've displayed that they've gone through some stuff, some serious stuff. And the problem with a lot of people that don't see the money is that they think they're entitled to, you know, have it at someone else's expense. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, no one's going to make you or save you or give you something. You know, no one really gave me anything in this business, okay? No one handed it to me and said, you know, look, this is what you do with it. You know, I've been the one that has had to do the work. And I'll still be the one. You see what I'm saying? So I can't expect someone else to go out of their way to help me, you know, evolve or become what I need to accomplish. And I know how it is, you know what I'm saying? When you have, you know, family members that betray you, when you have people that betray you, when you have business partners that fail you, when you have, you know, everything not going your way and life just really, really just pounds on you. And I know how difficult it can be to not be healthy and have your health and feel really bad and try to accomplish your business and reach goals. I know that as well. But, you know, you have to get to, a certain point that a new year requires a new you. Whatever happened in 2022, you have to let it go. One, let it all go. Let all the frustrations of how people tried you, let it go. Forgive them. Let them move on. Let yourself move on. Quit trying to bring up old issues and dig up old graves. Let that thing die. You see what I'm saying? That resentment that you feel towards that person. Because the longer you hold on to resentment and unforgiveness and anger, and you talk about people behind their back, as long as you do this, it is not going to create any fruit in your life. It is not going to be blessed. You're not going to move forward. There are some things that you need to let go of, and you need to stop, you know, having that toxic behavior that you constantly have when you don't get your way, when things don't work out for you. Because I'll tell you, everything that I've been through has made me appreciate life, has made me appreciate the things that I have. What you go through, you know what I'm saying? What you go through is going to bring on your breakthrough. Okay, write that down. What you go through is going to bring your breakthrough. And a lot of people don't understand that. Like, what does that mean, Anna? What I go through, that's going to bring my breakthrough. Everything that you have been through, every difficult situation, every painful moment, every moment you have had some serious struggles is going to bring your breakthrough. It is right on the brink of you breaking through. You just have to keep going. Okay, so number one, let go of everybody that hurts you and all that toxic thinking and poison talk to yourself that you spill out through your mouth, that you talk about people and you're constantly just throwing swords. Like, just let it go. One, forgive everybody, move on from the past. Number two, you know, start looking at things in a positive light in your mind. Start thinking, what would it look like if you did have all the money that you've already, if you ever wanted? What would the business look like if it did work out? You know, if the business plan did work out, what would it look like in your mind? How would you feel if you had everything that you ever wanted in your life right now? And picture it. Have the vision in your mind that, you know, oh, you know, because when you start feeling those feelings of accomplishment of, wow, I have reached my $1 million, you know, goal, and I have my house and my car, and, you know what I'm saying, all my bills paid. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing nice clothes. I'm dressing nice. I'm, you know, can you imagine what that would feel like? Not to have any more financial worries, not to have any more problems, not to have anything stopping you. if you're not healthy right now in your head, okay? If you're not healthy right now in your body, okay? In your head, I want you to vision yourself well. I want you to see yourself healthy. I want you to see yourself, how would it feel if you didn't have fibromyalgia? How would it feel if you didn't have cancer? How would it feel if you didn't have anything holding you back in your health? How would you feel if you felt 110% healthy right now? How would that feel? Sit in that moment. Sit in that moment. Sit in that moment. And let it get in your subconscious mind. Let it get in your body. Let your imagination run wild. It feels great, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel good to imagine yourself having everything you've ever wanted in that house, in the car, in the health? How, you know, you'd probably feel so amazing, right? Now sit there and close your eyes and imagine what would your business look like if it was accomplishing all the goals that you wanted it to. If you were a millionaire business owner, how would that feel? Just imagine and sit there for a moment and imagine. It would feel amazing, huh? It almost makes you want to smile, right? You can't help but smile. And you know what I'm saying? If you sit in these moments and you really just think of it as if it were already happening, I'm telling you, it does something to the atmosphere. It does something in your life. If you stop complaining and sit for a moment and enjoy and bask in the moments that you think are possible, I'm telling you right now, things will shift in your life. Or imagine yourself with no problems. You know, sit there and close your eyes and imagine yourself with no problems, that everybody is just getting along. No one's, you know, wanting anything from you. You know, all your friends and family, they just love you. There's no difficulty in your life. No one's difficult. And sit in that moment as well and enjoy your smile. Okay. And so you have to start imagining and having visions and having your vision laid out for you so that you can, you know, subconsciously you're thinking about it. Subconsciously, you're thinking about a solution to your problem instead of looking at the problem itself and thinking there is no solution, that there is nothing that you can do to fix it. And I want you to just realize that nothing is impossible for you. That all the possibilities that are available in this world are available to you. That if something didn't work out, that's okay, because something else will pop up that will. If that relationship didn't work out with that person, that's okay, because you will gain a new person that will love you better than the last person. See, everything you lose in your life, everything, I'm talking, you know, business, partners, persons, friends, lovers, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whoever you lose, just know that, you know, it's just making room for something better. You know, it's making room for someone to come and be better for you. Because if you're innocent in a relationship and you didn't do anything wrong and someone's doing you wrong, then you're going to get a person that's going to care about you, that's going to really love you the way you deserve. It is not over for you. I don't care how old you are. Okay? I don't care how old you are. Right now, I mean, you know, my mom is, you know, 75 years old, and so is my husband's mom. They're in their 70s. And do you know that they're still being pursued by men? And it's crazy to me, because it's like, you know, they're older, but you know, it's not over for them. You see what I'm saying? It's not over for anyone. And for people to think that, oh, you know, this person was everything to you and that you'll never find another person, then no one will ever love you the way, you know, say you need to. Oh no. You know, people get so devastated and down on themselves and think that love is over. It is not over, baby. Okay. Especially if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, 50s, you know what I mean? You're still got time. So, you know, and if your business didn't work out with business partners, you'll get new ones. if that business didn't pan out for whatever reason, then maybe it's meant you're meant to do something different. You have to look at everything in a positive light, because the moment that you look at everything in a positive light, all the negative starts to disappear. A negative environment cannot live where positive thinking is. And the moment that you discover that is the moment that things will change in your life. I'm telling you, because I've lived it. You know, like I said, today is the fourth day of the year. I've had people pulling me in every direction, trying already to ask me to do this, ask me to do that, ask for money, ask for this, ask for that. You know, I'm not a bank. I'm not an ATM. You know, I am one person and one person only, and I have boundaries. And I have no problems telling people, look, it's not going to work out for me and you. You know, I'm not going to do this. You know, I'm focused on myself, because, you know, in the end, all you have is yourself. Sometimes you have to say no. Sometimes that word no has to come out of your mouth to people. You can't always agree and do everything everybody wants you to do, because if you do, you're going to get burnt out. You're going to be on burnout. And I know being kind and being a good person sometimes makes you that person that can be someone's doormat, because they know that you're a nice person. They know you're good. But there has to be boundaries, even being a good person, where people know that they cannot take advantage of you. They know that, you know, you're a different person in 2023. I'm not the same person that I was in 2019. I'm a totally different person now. My way of thinking and everything has changed for me, as you could tell in this podcast. I'm very strong-minded. You know, it takes a lot to really fool me nowadays with people's lies and their bullshit, really. I don't have time. You know, don't waste my time, and don't come to me with some nonsense, because I will tell you where to go with it. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem. I love God. You know what I'm saying? And I do love God. I do, you know, believe in a higher power. But that doesn't mean that I am allowed to be someone's doormat. You know, I've gone through so much in my life. You know, I have gone through so much in my life to sit here and let someone else put me through some more stuff. It's just not going to happen. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, you have to get tough skin too as well. You know, where you're not a pushover, and you don't let people just take advantage of you either. Okay? And so, but the toxic, you know, thoughts and the toxic talk and, you know, blaming everybody for your failures or your non-successes, you know, it isn't no one's fault, really. You know, it isn't. It is our own fault. And the moment we take accountability for what we have not accomplished is our own fault. You know, I heard Tyler Perry say something yesterday. He was talking about his life, you know, and how, you know, when he was creating the Madea plays, right? It started off as a play. I don't know if you guys know that, before it went on the big screen and he became super famous. He decided, you know, he was inspired. He was the comedian. He was inspired by Eddie Murphy to do the Madea role. Okay. And he said he was doing it for years and nothing ever happened. Nothing ever changed. You know, he didn't make any more money. He was, you know, pretty much living the dream. Okay. He was pretty much living in his dream. And then, he trusted God, and he was just trusting, you know, that something was going to happen, because he had put all that time into something. He didn't quit. He kept going, even though, you know, everybody was telling him, even his own mother, that he should do something else. And he just, you know, he just said, come on, God, you know, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't want to look dumb. You know, I need you to show up in my life. And God actually led him to this one building, to buy this one building and to do the plays there. And that's exactly what he did. And so then his first opening night, he said that the line was pretty much around the corner. So many people were there, and they were sold out every night after that, after his first time opening. And he said that he's so glad that he never gave up, because that's why he's so successful now. He's a multi-millionaire, owns several businesses, you know, has, you know, I mean, he's a director. He's, you know, he's a producer, director. I mean, he is the man right now. He has his own production company, and he makes a lot of money. And so, you know, he was just talking about the things that he was afraid of that he overcame through his life and that he had to keep going. But see, he knew, you know what I'm saying, inside his core that he had to believe in himself, even when no one didn't. And so a lot of you, that's the problem, is that you don't have enough faith. You don't have enough faith in yourself and in your dream to make it a reality. But the moment that you really step out of your, you know, yourself and you really think, you know, look, I'm going to do something of myself. I'm going to decide today that I'm going to go for it, that I'm going to go forward. Then that's when you're going to have a lot of success. And some of you, no one's helping you because you're not supposed to have everybody help you. You're only supposed to have God helping you. You're only supposed to give credit to one person. That's why I know, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that I know. And I know this for sure, is that no one else is going to get the credit for my success but me and God. And probably someone else that probably wants to, you know what I'm saying, help me in that sense. But I'm just saying, you know, we all need people in our lives. I'm not saying you don't need anyone. You don't need people to make money. You don't need people to have a successful life. No, you do need people. But you need the right people. You need the people that can take you to the next level in your business. You see what I'm saying? You need the right people and you need God to bring those people to you instead of you having to hunt all those people down. You see what I'm saying? And eventually it'll happen. You just have to have faith in yourself, faith and belief in your dream. And eventually you will get to where you need to be. But like I said, you know, it's going to require a new you. It's going to require a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things, a new belief, a new, you know, a new season. And all of you are stuck. Some of you are stuck in the past. Some of you are stuck in the what ifs. Some of you are stuck in the, oh, I would have been this by now if it wasn't for that person. And you want to blame it on somebody. And that's the problem with a lot of people, is that you need to stop blaming somebody for your, you know, for you not being where you need to be and for your, I wouldn't say it's a failure, right? That's what Tyler Perry said. He goes, you know, people always say, well, how did you go from failure to success? And he says, I never failed. He said they were only lessons. So you see the difference, how he shifted that from saying I've had failures to I've had lessons. Because if you think about every failure, it is a lesson. It teaches you something, right? It teaches you not to do that same thing over again and make a mistake. That's all failures are lessons in life. And they're not a bad thing. They just teach you something. And that's how you have to look at it. You know, it was an eye-opening thing yesterday with Tyler Perry and me listening to his story and really getting motivated, because I'm like, you know, I needed that. And it's funny because I just turned on the TV. I wasn't like watching TV all day or anything like that. I just turned it on and I was sitting there just, you know, enjoying his interview. And I'm like, this guy is so amazing. Tyler Perry is an amazing person. He turns everybody's stories into movies, okay? And that's why he's successful, because he knows that people's failures, lessons can be someone's epic story. You see what I'm saying? Who knows? Maybe he'll reach out to me and make a movie about my life. Wouldn't that be something? Because I've gone through some stuff. Tyler, if you're listening, I've got some stories for you. Some serious stories that people need to know. But I'm just saying, it's just crazy to me because, I mean, it just takes, you know, one person, really the right person, to get you to the next level in your business and in your life to reach your goals. But your mindset has to be there. It has to be there, guys. And I hope that you guys take this podcast and really, really just listen to it over and over so that it can help you. Because remember, what you go through is your breakthrough. And your breakthrough is right around the corner. If you're experiencing constant pain, and you're always going through something, and you're always dealing with someone, and you're always, you know, if you're the type of person that's always dealing with stuff, right? That means that, you know what I'm saying? You need to let go of some people in your life, some toxic people, and walk away from some toxic situations and start over. You know, a lot of you have already had people in your life too long. they all have expiration dates. You know, everybody is not going to go to the next level with you. That I do know for sure, is that sometimes, you know, your next level requires, you know what I'm saying, you to let go of some people. And I know it's hard to let go of people. I know it's hard to say goodbye. I know how hard it is to love somebody and let them go. But if they're not good for you, then what's the point of having them in your life? If they're not, you know, for you, then what's the point of having them and bringing them to the next journey in your life, to the next chapter? There is no story written with these people. And we're just pretty much sitting there with dead things, dead people, dead situations, you know what I'm saying? And expired people. It just, you just need to just let them go. If you have to walk it alone, you have to do it alone. It's just going to take, you know, it's just going to be a challenge, because no one likes to be alone. No one likes to do things alone. Really, it's a lonely thing to walk alone, but sometimes it's necessary. But I hope this podcast really, really helped you guys and gave you some insight, because 2023 can be the best year of your life if you allow it to. And maybe you're listening to this podcast now by mistake. I feel like whenever you have something come into your life, it's for a reason. I mean, perfect timing. I was listening to, you know, I mean, I wasn't listening, watching TV. Like I said, I was pretty much just busy doing life yesterday. And then that Tyler Perry interview came on and I was like, wow, this perfect timing. And it really inspired me. It really motivated me to do this podcast today. And because everybody, like I said, is pulling me in every direction, you know, thinking I'm an ATM and bank account, whatever they want from me. I'm like, you know what? I need to talk about this, because you know what I'm saying? I'm only one person, like I said. And, you know, it's really, really, it really kind of bothers me that people, I mean, it doesn't really bother me that people do see me as a solution to their problem. But what bothers me is that they think that I'm supposed to do it for them. You know, I don't have goals and dreams of my own, you know, and accomplishments with the money that I do have. I have plans for that money. I have plans for things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to talk about my plans right now, but I'm just saying I have plans for my future. I have things I want to do. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. And, you know, like I said, you know, everything has its expiration date, and some toxic people have to leave my life. And some people that, you know, already burned me once are not going to get a chance to burn me twice. It's just facts. And I'm a whole different person. I'm very, very strong willed, like I said before. And you have to become that person, the tough person. Because if you don't, people will knock you around, and I'm not the one. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I really just care about you guys, and I hope that this really just inspires you guys to really get your, you know, your, the new you coming out and releasing it to the world, so that way that you guys can, you know, be where you need to be financially, business wise, in your relationships. You know, if you decide today that, you know, you want to do that, it is a possibility for you. So I hope that you guys take this seriously. Don't play around with the ideas, you know what I'm saying, in your head, and just keep doing the same thing over and over, being the hamster in the hamster wheel, going round and round. It's just a waste of your time. Time is money. Time is precious. A lot of us, you know, don't have time. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us do. But, you know, just make sure that you focus on the good things, on the right things for you. I love you guys. Take care. And we'll talk in the next podcast. Reach out to me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/prosperityanna. Or you can find me on Instagram at officialgirlbossanna, A-N-N-A. This is Anna Sisk. Talk to you guys in the next podcast. Have a beautiful rest of your new year. I'll be back probably next week. Take care and share this. Don't forget to share this with somebody. Somebody needs to hear this today. Okay, bye-bye, guys.